Good morning. It is 9:03, if you're joining us off-net. This is the Senate Finance Committee. We're in Juneau, Alaska, in the state capitol in room 532. Today is Monday, April 13th, 2015. I believe I said earlier, 9:04 now. With me at the table, Senator Dunleavy, Senator Bishop, Vice Chairman Michicki, Senator Olson, Senator Hoffman, myself, Senator McKinnon, and we should be joined shortly by Co-Chairman Kelly. On today's agenda, we have two items. SB 34 is the PCE, Power Cost Equalization Endowment Fund Investments, and SB 70, Gas Pipeline Right-of-Way, Parks, and Refuge. The first item before the committee will be SB 34, Power Cost Endowment Investment, an act relating to investment of the Power Cost Equalization Endowment Fund and providing for an effective date. We held a public hearing on 3/26/2015. That public hearing was opened and closed. If I could invite Aaron Shine to the table. We do have a CS in front of you, Senator Michicki.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Move the committee substitute for Senate Bill 3429-GS1018/H before the committee as a working document.
I'll object for purposes of introduction. Ms. Shine.
Good morning, Madam Chair and members of the Senate Finance Committee. For the record, my name is Aaron Shine and I'm staff to Senator Anna McKinnon. The change in the CS before you changes the fund investment from at least 7% to at least a 4% nominal return over a five-year period.
Is there any questions from committee members? Senator Hoffman, you've been guiding and watching this particular fund for a while to the benefit of many people across our state. Do you have any comments?
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. I do believe this is moving in the right direction, although we've been favored with strong markets and been able to cash in on the markets at the 7%, but I don't believe that is sustainable, and this legislation makes much more sound investment strategies for the fund. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Senator Dunleavy.
So, Madam Chair, it appears that in line 2, page 1, section 1A2, page 1, line 9, invest the fund in a manner likely, it's the goal is 4%. But understanding that the tool at the time does not give you 4%, there's an attempt to get to that goal, is what this language does. In other words, last meeting, and Senator Michicki brought up a good point that there's only a certain point where you can force the markets to behave a certain way and force ourselves to behave a certain way. But this gives them a little bit of wiggle room to do that. Okay.
That's correct.
Thanks.
Senator Dunleavy. Any other comments on the adoption of the CS? I'll remove my objection. Is there any further objections? Seeing none, the CS for Senate Bill number 34, Finance, is before the floor. Is there any further discussion on the Power Cost Equalization Fund? Senator Michicki.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Just to review the fiscal note, for Senate Bill 34, the department is the Department of Revenue, appropriation is taxation and treasury, allocation is treasury division, the OMB component number is 121. The zero fiscal note from FY16 through FY21, there are no supplemental costs or estimated capital costs, and all this bill does is removes the nominal return target of at least 7% and replaces with a nominal likely target of 4%.
Thank you, Senator Michicki. Are we ready to move the bill? Senator Michicki.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move Senate Bill 3429-GS1018-H from committee with the attached fiscal note and committee recommendations.
Is there any objection to moving Senate Bill 34, Finance? Seeing and hearing none, that bill moves. Brief at ease. We're back on the record. It's 9:10. It is still April 13th, 2015. The next item before the body is Senate Bill 70, an act relating to the exceptions from designation as a special purpose site under Article 8, Section 7 of the Constitution of the State of Alaska, portions of Denali State Park, Captain Cook State Recreation Area, Nancy Lake State Recreation Area, and Willow Creek State Recreation Area to allow leasing a right-of-way for a natural gas pipeline. Senator Machicki.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move committee substitute for Senate Bill 7029-GS1820/N before the committee as our working document.
I'll object for purposes of discussion and introduction. Aaron Shine. Ms. Shine, if you could tell the committee what's different about this particular proposal.
Yes. For the record, my name is Aaron Shine. I'm staff to Senator McKinnon. To give a little bit of background, you have a packet of memos between Legislative Legal and the Department of Law. There was amendment language that was incorporated into the resources CS that we received into committee. Our Legislative Legal Department felt that the language that was amended into the resources CS was ambiguous, and the Department of Law and Department of Natural Resources felt that the language was necessary to be kept in the bill. The memos going back and forth outline some of the back and forth that went between the two. The CS before you incorporates a few different changes, and if you like, Madam Chair, I can walk you through the sectional of the bill to outline those.
Ms. Shine, please walk us through the section.
All right. On page 1, line 6 through page 2, line 3, this incorporates some, I believe, some clarifying or expanded language that the Department of Law suggested in one of the memos. The next change will be on page 4, lines 21 and 22. This is the amended language from the Resources Committee. This language, I think, if you have a question, either the Department of Law or our Legislative Legal could clarify that further. The next change is on page 5, lines 6 through 7. Previously, this had been stated that it was operation and 5 years. Now it says construction and 10 years. The next change is on page 5, line 11. This changes the effective date from January 1st, 2020 to 2025. These sections repeat throughout the bill, but I will point them out. On page 5, lines 12 through 24 is the amended clarifying language. On page 6, lines 7 and 8, this adds in the amended language from the resources language. Page 6, line 25 through 26 is the construction beginning at 10 years effective date language. The next change is on page 6, lines 29 through 30. This is the effective date of 2025. Page 7, line 1 through 10 is again the expanded purpose clarifying language. Page 7, line 25 through 26 is the amendment language. And page 8, line 11 through 12 is the construction before 10 years. On page 8, line 16 is the date change of 2025. And on page 8, lines 25 through 26 is the amendment clarifying language. On page 9, lines 12 through 13 is the construction for 10 years. And finally, on page 9, line 17 is the date of 2025.
Ms. Shine, those were fairly standard changes to affect each park area. Is that correct?
That is correct, Madam Chair.
Senator Dunleavy.
Through the Chair, on page 5, line 6, 7, why did it go from 5 years to 10 years?
Through the Chair, Senator Dunleavy, this was feedback that we had received from partners as well, and we also clarified with the Department of Natural Resources this would not be, this was an okay change. Previously, it had been from operation and 5 years, and we changed that to construction and 10 years. We felt that the timeline was too short for that clarifying language. But I believe Madam Chair, Senator Dunleavy, I think the department could speak to that if you had more questions, or the Department of Law.
To the Chair, when you said partners, who would they be?
Through the Chair, Senator Dunleavy, that was AK LNG Partners that we had spoken with.
Is there any objection? I'll remove my objection to adopting the CS. Is there any other objection? Seeing and hearing none, the CS for Senate Bill Number 70, Finance, is adopted and before the body. If I could ask Mr. Van Ellis and John Hutchins to the microphones. Director Ellis, Senator Dunleavy asked a question on the 10 years for construction. Can you give us a comfort level for the department or give us any feedback on the change in language from operations to construction?
Madam Chairman, the department feels very comfortable with this change. There had been some concern, even within the department early on, this may not be enough time for this to take place. And so upon reflection, we agree with change and think it is for the best for the project.
Senator Dunleavy, any follow-up?
Not at this moment, thank you.
Mr. Hutchins, would you like to provide us any comments from the Department of Law's perspective?
To the Chairman McKinnon, I think Mr. Ellis's response is correct and complete.
Thank you so much. And then the other change that we had was that the leases become effective before January 1st, 2025 versus 2020. Director Ellis, do you have any comments on that particular change?
Madam Chair, the department also supports that change. Again, it's a timeline issue, and we do not see that it is negligent as far as an impact on the bill or on the project.
Thank you. Senator Dunleavy.
Just a brief follow-up to that, the 5-year to 10-year change. Is it the administration's belief then that we will have gas online by 2025 still, even with this change?
Through the Chair, Senator Dunleavy, I have not spoken with the administration. We have clarified this with the governor's legislative director, and it's my understanding he's approved this change, and that is as much as I know.
So to your knowledge, this 5 to 10 year extension doesn't necessarily mean that there is an extension on the horizon for when we're going to get gas.
I think the Chair, Senator Dunleavy, let me ask Madam Chair, is Ed Fogel's Deputy Commissioner of DNR online?
I don't see him signed in. Mr. Fogel's, are you there? I have Don Perrine online as well as Susie Schutz.
And Madam Chair, it was just to your knowledge, does it change the horizon for gas?
To the Chair, Senator, no. To my knowledge, it doesn't, but John Hutchins, I believe, has a comment.
To the Chair, Senator Dunleavy, extension to 2025 that you're talking about actually is an extension of time for within which the right-of-way can be issued. It's a period of time that they're settling on the exact corridor within this larger corridor that the pipeline will go through. And it really has nothing at all to do with when gas is expected to be online. It's just an estimate of, you know, how long it will take to get certainty on the corridor. I'm aware of absolutely no information that has come that would prompt this change. The time period was essentially arbitrary to begin with. It was a guess made by DNR as to how long it would take. When we went to the partners, they thought a little longer might make sense, and we agreed.
So basically, what you're saying is what Ben said.
Yes.
No.
That's right. There's no information.
Thank you, Senator Dunleavy. Are there any further questions on the CS for Senate Bill Number 70? Senator Machicki, could you walk us through the fiscal notes?
Thank you, Madam Chair.
I have to state that this is the initial fiscal note. It does require some updating, but the numbers are the same. The department is the Department of Natural Resources. The appropriation is Parks and Outdoor Recreation. The allocation is Parks Management and Access. And the OMB concentrate or component number is 3001. The fiscal note for FY 16 through FY 21 is zero. There is no estimated supplemental FY 15 cost or estimated capital cost. Essentially, this bill simply allows for the disposal of land within four legislative designated areas, and a lease authorized under this legislation would have to be in place by January 1st, 2025.
Thank you, Senator Machicki. Is there any further questions, or are there any questions on the fiscal note? Brief at ease. We're back on the record. Senator Machicki.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move Senate Bill 7029-GS1820/N from committee with the attached fiscal note and committee recommendations.
The CS for Senate Bill number 70, Finance, moves from committee. Are there any objections? Seeing and hearing none, CS for Senate Bill number 70, Finance, moves. Brief at ease. Back on the record, this is the Senate Finance Committee. General announcements, do committee members have anything else to bring before the body? If not, this afternoon's agenda will include SB 82, Alcohol Substance Abuse Program Mitigation, and HB 161, Medicaid Usable Durable Medical Equipment. Those should both be introductions for this afternoon. Seeing and hearing no other business, we're adjourned.